I just want to talk about one subject that was brought up in class yesterday. It's a good question, and I've addressed it on here before, but I want to at least jump on and give you guys another answer to it. So there's new guys, there's new members to the group, and guys and girls, I know we're part of the group now, and I'm just trying to give everybody advice and how to do this job better and more efficiently. And the name of the game is really to make your cases bulletproof and making sure that they don't get or fall apart in court, where the prosecution doesn't say, like, hey, this was done like dog shit. We can't use it. You should have done it a different way. I don't want to see you guys losing stuff, so that's why I'm giving you all this advice and these things, because it's important to me for you guys to win. I know that people aren't really doing this, but my advice to you is continue to do this if you are doing it. And the guys who are and girls who are employing this, it's a really good tactic to use, and that's asking for consent and also filling out the consent form when you have PC present. And I've always talked about this before, and people know why. Is because there's a scope of search associated with your extent of how far you can search. And if you're questioning that, oh, can I go into the trunk on this? Just ask for consent to search. That satisfies it all. That just satisfies everything. And the question yesterday was, well, what if I ask for consent and then they deny consent to search? Well, then you're going to search on what PC you have, or if you really think the product of what you're looking for, the criminality, is in the trunk or maybe under the hood of the car, you're going to just call for a canine unit to come, and a canine indicates on the car, it'll give you the whole car. And again, people have been like, well, if you had PC to search the car and you asked for consent, that doesn't make sense because in court, and you know who I'm talking about, sorry about that, but I'm not going to say your name. If they bring it to court, like, they're going to ask, why did you ask for PC? Why did you ask for consent when you had PC? And the answer to that is simply, Your Honor, members of the jury, and again, we're placating way too far down the road. We're really overthinking this shit. But Your Honor, defense attorney, prosecution, I was not sure what the extent of my search was. I knew I had this compartment, but I didn't know if I had the trunk. So before I did that, I wanted to ask consent to search to make sure I didn't go past my boundaries and protect the rights of your client, the defendant. Before I searched the trunk, I didn't want to have an illegal search. I didn't want to violate his rights. So I gave him the opportunity to give me a chance to consent to it and search his trunk with his permission or her permission. And, and if they said, like, well, you know, if they said no to consent to search, what would you have done at that point? You could say, I would have called the canine unit, and the canine unit would have indicated I would have searched the whole car. Really good, simple answer that you can play in your head. Piece of cake. I know that some people out there are like, well, this is fucking bullshit. We don't need to get consent to search. We've got PC. You do whatever you want. I don't care. I really don't give a shit. But I just want to make sure that your cases are rock solid and you guys aren't extending your search, because I've been presented with information that things at Superior Court level were not seen at appellate division or Supreme Court is because there's some things that are getting thrown out because guys are finding a small amount of marijuana, maybe a small usable amount, and they're going right into the trunk with that and finding guns and things that didn't smell like marijuana, and they are getting tossed out. There's either suppression hearings, the prosecutions aren't moving forward with them. I've seen a couple of them come out. Guys have shown them to me, and I said, this is why I tell you to do consent to search. That would have saved the day. And I'm sure people are going to respond to this video, whatever it may be. That's just some good advice for you to use. For the guys who have never used consent to search, I know everybody who worked during the Peña Flores days, pre-William Witt, which dissolved Peña Flores, so before 2015, we were pros at getting consent to search. What do you do to get consent to search? How do you get people to sign that form? It's simple. You just ask, and they'll sign it. Believe it or not, 99 out of 100 people I stopped that I asked for consent to search would sign the form. Why? I was a good communicator, number one. So you're allowed to tell people, like, hey, if you refuse consent to search, that's fine. We're going to call for a canine unit. You can see cases like State versus Cancel and Ponte and Baum. And the threat of calling for a canine is not a threat or a deceptive threat made to make the person not be able to make an implied or an informed consent for the car. You can always tell people that. That's fine. It's legal. That's actually your next steps, and you're not lying to them. So, I've had people show up to my scene. They're like, what are they signing? I'm like, the consent to search. Like, well, people sign that? Yeah. Well, how'd you get them to sign it? I asked them. You know, like, hey, man, anything illegal in the car? No? Okay, mind if I take a look? You know, mind if I get consent to search your vehicle? Oh, yeah, you can look at it. Oh, I don't want to give you consent. And we go into that. Where do you go from that point? Okay, listen, you don't have to give me consent. That's fine. It's what's within your right. Don't violate people's rights. Don't ever try to convince people to give you consent to search. It looks terrible on camera. Literally, I mean, if you watch my videos from my motor vehicle stops, you can see the same thing every time. Sir, that's fine. You can refuse consent to search. I'm in no way trying to get you to sign this form if you're not comfortable, if you don't understand it. If you need me to explain it to you, whatever it may be, please invoke your rights as a New Jersey citizen. You're more than welcome to say no, but I will let you know that at this point, we are going to call for a canine unit and have a canine unit come out and indicate on the vehicle, the dog, and sniff the vehicle for narcotics. If the dog indicates and there's presence of narcotics, we will then search your motor vehicle. That's the last thing I was going to say. And if you're going to ever tell somebody you're going to get a warrant for, just tell them you're going to apply for a warrant. The words, "I am going to get a warrant," are inherently not really legitimate in court. That would be considered to be illegal vocabulary. You would want to say, "We're going to get a dog. We'll have the dog indicate." Maybe it's a bag and you doesn't have exigency and you can't, just because a dog sniffs, it doesn't mean you can search it. But you may say, "We're going to apply for a search warrant." You always want to remember that. We're going to apply for a search warrant. So hopefully that was some good advice today. I got to get back to doing stuff here. I'm busy. I just want to make sure I got you guys a video today. And have a good day, man. See you guys tomorrow.